Welcome back to the Ohio's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the third chapter of Maseches Krisos. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Hey and Vav, 5 and 6. Now, if you've ever learned Yevamos, you know there are some very complicated relationships, and sometimes they require charts and graphs and diagrams to help you figure out who's related to who, how. That has absolutely nothing on what we're about to get into here, so hold on to your hats. You may need a pencil and paper to keep track of all this. So Mishnah Hey tells us, it's possible that a person can commit one sexual act and then be liable for half a dozen, six, individual sin offerings. Let's say that a person has sexual relations with his daughter, which obviously he's not allowed to do. Then he's liable for one sin offering because she's his daughter. And another because she's his sister. The Aishas Achiv, and another because she's his brother's wife. The Aishas Achi Aviv, and another one because she's his uncle's wife, the brother of his father. The Aishas Ish, and she's a married woman. The Nida, and she's a menstruant. The Haba Al Basbito, and one who has relations with his granddaughter. Chayav Aleha Mishum Basbito, he can be liable because she's his granddaughter. The Kala So, and his daughter-in-law. The Achos Ishto, and his wife's sister. The Aishas Achiv, and the wife of his brother. The Aishas Achi Aviv, and his uncle's wife. The Aishas Ish, and a married woman. The Nida, and a menstruant. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Im Avar Hazakein, if the grandfather violates Unasa'a and marries her, Chayav Aleha Mishum Aishas Av, then he would also be liable for a father's wife. V'chein haba al bas ishto, and similarly one who has sexual relations with his wife's daughter, v'al bas bas ishto, and on his wife's daughter's daughter. Let us look in the Bar Neuro, who will explain to us how this can come to be. And the short answer is, it involves incest. Which, obviously it involves incest, but to get to the situation involves pre-existing incest. Let's take a look in the Bar Neuro. On Mishneh, Bito ve'achoso, so liable for her as his daughter and as his sister. Kigon, for example, Shaba al imo, if he had relations with his mother, v'holi bimena bas, and then she gave birth to a daughter, v'harihi bito ve'achoso mi'imo, then that girl is both his daughter and his sister on the mother's side. So you see how we get into this situation. The Aishas Achiv and his brother's wife, Shenises lo kodem lachein v'meis. So she married him, she married his brother previously, and then he died. Ula acher misaso, and after he died, Nasa Achi Aviv, she married his father's brother. Uba ze aviha leha ben nidasa. And then this one who is her father had relations with her while she is a nida, a menstruant. V'hashta iser bitu ulachoso bain ka'achas. So, in the first situation, her prohibition as his daughter and his sister both happen simultaneously, because when she's born, she's both his daughter and his sister on the mother's side. V'afal pi shehi mamzeres, and even though she's a mamzeres, typically translated as a bastard, but that's not technically what it is. A mamzeres, mamzer would be the offspring of an incestuous or an adulterous relationship. So even though she's a mamzeres, v'asura levo b'kahal, and she's not allowed to marry the general marriage pool, kishenises la'achi aviha, when she marries the brother of her father, kiddushin tov simba, the marriage is valid, it does work. It's prohibited, but if it happens, it works. Lefi shekiddushin tov simba chayve lavin, because marriage is effective in people who are not allowed to marry each other, as opposed to people for whom there's kares. An incestuous relationship, like a brother and sister, the marriage would not be effective. But let's say a Kohen marries a divorcee, which he's not allowed to do. The marriage is effective. It's just prohibited. Inami, otherwise, im hayu achi aviha mamzerim, if her father's brothers were mamzerim, and she's a mamzeris, obviously, mutarin lisa osa lichatchila, then they are permitted to marry her even at the outset, because a mamzeris is allowed to marry a mamzer. V'nesra al aviha, and she's prohibited to her father, mishum eishas achiv, as the wife of her brother, the wife of his brother, lefi shehu iser mosif, because that is an aggregate, it's a type of prohibition that gets added on. Shemitchila haisa muteres la'achi aviha kulan, because previously she could marry all of the father's brothers. But once she marries one of them, Nesra al kol ha'achin, she becomes prohibited to all of her husband's brothers. And once she acquires the name of a brother's wife, legabe shar ha'achim, regarding the other brothers, shahaisa mutaros lehen, and she was permitted to them, nami shem eshes ach legabe aviha, then that prohibition of brother's wife also applies to her father. So even though he was already prohibited because she's his daughter and also his sister, nevertheless, once she acquires this additional status, it applies to all the other brothers and it applies to him. So that would make him also liable for having relations with a brother's wife. When his brother dies, and then she marries the brother of her father's father. So now she's marrying the uncle of her father. Since she gets that additional stringency, that prohibition regarding her other brothers of the father, atosif ba isura nami legabi didei. So then once again, just like in the case of marrying his brother, it applies to all of the nephews, it applies to him as well. Havi le eshes ish, and she's a married woman. Migud atosif isura legabi alma, once she gets married, she becomes prohibited to the entire world. Atosif isura legabi didei. So again, even though she was already prohibited, that additional prohibition of married woman also applies to her father. Pirsa nida, and once she has her period, migod etosif isura legabe bala, just like she acquires this prohibition regarding her husband, etosif isura nami legabe dide, she also has this prohibition regarding her father. So these aggregate mitzvahs, every time she acquires a new status that applies to everyone else, it applies to her father as well, even though she was already prohibited to him. So let's say a granddaughter, she could be prohibited because of a granddaughter and because of a daughter-in-law. So for example, if she married his son, and the sister of his wife, she married the daughter of his son-in-law, who is the sister of the granddaughter on the father's side. So again, you're going to want to break out the pencil and paper here. The Eshes Achiv and the wife of his brother, Shemes Beno, the Nisei Achav Shalzeh. So let's say the son died, she's a widow, and now she marries the brother of her grandfather. The Eshes Achi Aviv and the wife of his uncle, Shemes Achiv, Venasa Achi Aviv. So then the brother dies and she marries the uncle. Im avar hazakein, if the grandfather violates, aviv shalzeh. So we're now talking about the father of the person who will end up offering these half dozen sacrifices. So if he violates v'nasa and he marries her, v'akar kach ba'a lehazeh, and then afterwards this person that we're talking about, the son of the man who just married her, has relations with her, chayev afal eshes ha'av, then he's also liable for having relations with his father's wife. And even though she is the wife of his brother, or was the wife of his brother, he died, that makes it prohibited to the son, mishum eshes achi aviv, because of the prohibition of wife of the uncle. Alma asurlo la'aviv mishum eshes ach, we see that she's prohibited to him, to the father, because of the wife of the brother. The ein la ishus ba, but this is no marriage, so how does this case come about? Hacha b'mayaskina, here's what we're talking about. Kagon shenafla lefanav li yibum, it's when she fell to him in a case of yibum, me'achiv, from his brother. Shemes b'lo banim, who died without sons, b'yavamahu, v'nasa, and she was the yavama, and there's a Torah mitzvah to marry the widow in such a case. Bahai avar hazakin detanan, and then the grandfather violated, as we said, haynu mishum shehi lo beisur shniya bilvad, because she's only prohibited to him through a secondary type of prohibition. Mishum bas beno, because she's the daughter of the daughter of his son. Umishum kalas beno, and because she's the daughter-in-law of his son. The shtehen shnios medivrei sofrim. And both of these are secondary degrees of prohibition, and they are rabbinic in nature. So from the Torah, one could marry a great-granddaughter or a granddaughter-in-law. Let's skip a bit. V'chein haba al bas ishto, and similarly one who has relations with his wife's daughter, chayv aleha mushum kol elu shechayv bibito. He would be liable in all the same cases that he could be liable when it comes to his own daughter. V'al bas bas ishto, and with his wife's daughter's daughter, chayv mushum kol elu shechayv al bas bito. He could be liable for all the same things that he would be liable for his own daughter's daughter. Ubas ishto shehi achoso mishkachasla. And the how do we find that his wife's daughter is his sister? Kagon she'aviv anos opata isha v'holi bimena bas. So that would be a case where his father either raped or seduced a woman, and she gave birth to a daughter. V'akarchach nasahu anusa aviv o mafusa aviv. And then later, he married the woman who his father raped or seduced, shehi muteraslo, who was permitted to him. Hare osa haba achoso ubas ishto. So that daughter would be both his sister, because his father is the father, and his wife's daughter. Ubas bas ishto, and the daughter of his daughter's daughter, v'achos ishto, and the sister of his wife, mishkachasla, we find that in a case, kagon shaba avi ishto, al bas ishto, v'holi bimena bas. So we find that when the father of his wife has relations with the daughter of his wife, and she gives birth to a daughter. Also haba hi bas bas ishto, v'achos ishto. So that girl who's born is both the granddaughter of his wife and the sister of his wife. Mind-blowing. Let's move on to Mishnah Vav. Haba al chamoso, if one has relations with his mother-in-law, chayv aleha mishum chamoso, he can be liable because, number one, she's his mother-in-law, v'kala so, and his daughter-in-law, v'achos ishto, and the sister of his wife, v'eshes achiv, and she can be the wife of his brother, v'eshes achi aviv, and she can be the wife of his uncle, his father's brother, v'eshes ish, and a married woman, v'nida, and she can be a menstruant. So he can be liable for all those things with a single act. V'chein, and similarly, haba al em chamoso v'al em chamav. And the same is true if one has relations with the mother of his father-in-law or the mother of his mother-in-law. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri omer, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, haba al chamoso, chayv aleha mishum chamoso, v'em chamoso, v'em chamav. He says that if one has relations with his mother-in-law, he can be liable for having relations with his mother-in-law, with his mother-in-law's mother, and with his father-in-law's mother. Amru lo, shlosh tanshem echad hein. But they responded to him, no, all of those are actually the same prohibition. So if he has relations with this woman, even if she happens to be all three of those things in the genealogical chart, it's still only one prohibition, so that would only be one chatas. Let us look in the Bar Neuro. Mishum chamoso v'kalaso v'achos ishto. So he can be liable for his mother-in-law, his daughter-in-law, and for his wife's sister. Ha'av sheba albito. If a father has relations with his daughter, v'holi bimena bas, and she gives birth to a daughter, nasa ruvein zos habas. So let's say Ruvain marries this daughter. Hare ima asura alav. Her mother is prohibited to him, mishum chamoso v'achos ishto, because she is both his mother-in-law, and she's also his wife's sister. Nises levino, shall Ruvain, if she marries the son of Ruvain, nosef aleha iser mishum kalaso, then she also becomes prohibited to him as a daughter-in-law. Meis beno shall Ruvain, if Ruvain's son dies, o girsha v'nises la'achiv, or if she divorces him, or he divorces her, and she then marries one of the brothers, nosif aleha iser eshes achiv. Then she gets the additional prohibition as the brother of this man who we're talking about. Meis achiv o girsha, if this brother then dies or divorces her, v'nises la'achi aviv, and she marries his uncle, the father's brother, nosif aleha iser eshes achi aviv. Then she gets the additional prohibition of an uncle's wife. Nises La Alma, if she just gets married in general. Vihi Aishas Ish, and she's a married woman. Upir Sanida, and then she gets her period. Ubaha Leha Ruvain, and then Ruvain has relations with her, but Oda Aishas Ish Vanida, while she's both a married woman and a menstruant. Harechayev Leha Ruvain, Mishum Kol Hashemos Halolu. Then Ruvain would have to bring a sacrifice for each one of these individual categories. Lechein haba al em chamoso, similarly one who has relations with his mother-in-law's mother. Lovin ba al Dina, bas Leia. If Lovin has relations with Dina, the daughter of Leia, Bito, who is his daughter. Vaholi bimena bas ushma Serach, and then she gives birth to a daughter whose name is Serach. Hanosei Serach, the one who marries Serach, nesra alav, Leia, mishum em chamoso. So whoever marries Serach is prohibited from having relations with Leah because she's the mother of his mother-in-law. Umishum achos ishto. And because she's his wife's sister. Shehari Serach ishto v'Leah shtehen benos Lavan. Because Serach, his wife, and Leah are both daughters of Lavan. Niseis Leah leben bala shal Serach. Now let's say that Leah marries the son of Serach's husband. Nasis kalaso, she becomes his daughter-in-law. Va'akar kach la'achiv, and then later she marries his brother. Va'akar kach la'achiyaviv, and then later she marries his uncle. Uba'alea bala shel Serach ba'oda eishes ish v'nida. And then the husband of Serach has relations with her while she's both a married woman and a menstruant. Chayiv mishum kol hashemas halalu. Then he would be liable for all the things that we discussed in the Mishnah. Va'em chamav, and the mother of his father-in-law. Ruvain ba'al ziknaso eishes Lavan. So Ruvain has relations with his grandmother, who is the wife of Lavan. Aim Leia imo. She is the mother of Leia, his mother. V'holi b'meno bas, and she gives birth to a daughter, ushma Dina, and this girl is called Dina. Hanosei es Dina, the one who marries Dina, nesra alav, Leia imo shel Ruvain. The one who marries Dina is prohibited to Leia, who's the mother of Ruvain, mishum em chamav, because she is the mother of his father-in-law. Umishum achos ishto, and she's also the sister of his wife. Shehari Dina ishto, v'Leia em chamav, shtehen benos eishes Lavan. Because Dina, his wife, and Leia, the mother of his father-in-law, are both the daughters of Lavan's wife. Nasis kalaso, if she becomes his daughter-in-law, va'akar kach eishes achiv, and then afterwards the wife of his brother, va'akar kach eishes achi aviv, and then later the wife of his uncle, ve'eishes ish v'nida, and a married woman, and a menstruant, then chayev aleha mishum kol hashemos halalu. He would be liable for all these different categories of sin. Haba'al chamoso chayev aleha, if one has relations with his mother-in-law, la'eishes lavan shtei benos Leia v'Rachel. So Lavan's wife has two daughters, Leia and Rachel. Uben echad ushmo Asher, and she has one son whose name is Asher. V'shem bas Asher Serach, and the name of Asher's daughter is Serach. Uba echad min hashuk, and one person comes from the shuk, so someone who's not related to this family. V'nasa es Rachel, and he marries Rachel. V'yocheved bas Leia, v'Serach bas Asher. And Yocheved, the daughter of Leia, and Serach, the daughter of Asher. Later, the one who married these three women has sexual relations with the wife of Lavan. He's liable for her, one, because she's his mother-in-law. Two, because she's the mother of his mother-in-law. And three, because she's the mother of his father-in-law. She's his mother-in-law because she is the mother of Rachel, his wife. Umishum em chamoso, and she's the mother of his mother-in-law, shaharehi em Leia chamoso, because she's the mother of Leia, his mother-in-law. Umishum em chamav, and she's the mother of his father-in-law, lefishahi imo shal Asher chamav, because she is the mother of Asher, who's his father-in-law. So here, it's not that the one wife has all these different relationships, it's that he has three wives, and this one person has relationships to all three wives. So having sex with that one person would violate the mother of one and the mother-in-law of the other and the mother of the father-in-law of the other. So that's how we get there. Now, the final part in our Mishnah is that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that one could violates having a mother-in-law and a mother-in-law's mother and a father-in-law's mother at the same time. But he was answered that they're actually all the same category. Shlosh tanshim echad heim, that they're all one prohibition. B'chad kra kasiv, they're all written in the same verse. U'b'chad lav, and they're all the same prohibition. Hilkach, therefore, ein chiluk chatos b'nehen. Therefore, there aren't separate sacrifices for violating it. V'chein halacha, and that is in fact the halacha. Okay, that was mind-bending Mishnayos Hey and Vav. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Zayin and Ches.